the housing market has become so expensive, and obviously it's so expensive to live nowadays that there's a big rise of divorced couples that still live together.
Oof.
Okay, that is insane.
Think about your friends, family. I don't know if you guys have family, friends or family. They got divorced. Think about how bad it got that they have to still live together just because they can't afford living by themselves. I got in a rabbit hole reading these stories, and I guess it's a big trend in the U.S. that more people than we think still live with their ex. And it's not just ex. It's like husband and wife.
You know what they call it? They call it divorce maxing.
Divorce maxing?
No, I'm just kidding.
Is that what Gen Z's calling it?
That sounds like a term, right? Divorce
maxing.
It kind of
fits the topic, though.
You just add maxing to whatever word, and then that's what makes it a thing.
And just a berserker world. Sienna, you and Ivan, your husband, never going to divorce. If you did, do you think you could live with him? Maybe, I don't know, say until we got into this rut in the economy, because the housing market is bad right now. Do you think you could put in another year of living at that point with your ex-husband, Ivan?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it depends on what it would be to get the divorce, but I think I could, and I very much understand why people are doing this. Like, I'm not judging in the slightest, because the people who like living together could barely afford it. So,
true.
Like, if you're divorced and you can't afford it, just
blink twice, Sienna.
You trying to tell us Morse code with your left eye right now?
Why is my eye twitching? I don't know. It just does that sometimes.
So, your house that you guys rent out right now, how many rooms is it?
It's three.
Three bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So, you automatically know you would get the master?
Yes, of course.
Where would Ivan sleep? Is there like a guest in the office? Where are the other two?
Yeah, there's a guest bedroom. And what's funny is, since our house is older, the guest bedroom was actually the master, so it's bigger. So technically our master was like an add-on, so he would get the bigger room. Actually, no, I would trade him.
She's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, so I would trade him, actually. But the one they built does have a bathroom. No, I'll keep the bathroom. Yeah.
So you get the smaller room with the bathroom?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And he'll get the guest room, which is bigger, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you share the wall?
No, we don't.
So it'd be in the other side of the house.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just so different because you guys have a house. You're fortunate enough to have a house. There are married couples that obviously live in apartments.
Yeah.
And it's no different than what it costs to live in a house.
Yeah, can you imagine if you're just a couple, right? You have no kids and you have a one bedroom. Someone's got to sleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
And you can't afford it. That's just, but they say it's growing and growing that these people, like, what are you going to do? Maybe you don't have family, or maybe you don't want to bother anybody to say, hey, can I bum it at your house?
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of living through it. Or you're both stubborn. Like, no, why do you get to stay here? Well,
yeah.
I can't afford to move out. Mm-hmm. Why don't you move out? Well, I can't afford it either. Well, I'm not moving either. Now you really have resentment and you have to live with this person.
Yeah. And those are such big life decisions when you're figuring out where you live and you're kind of starting all over again. It takes a lot of energy out of, you know, your sails. It takes a lot of wind out of your sails, as they would say.
And as you would say.
As I would say.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else would say
you
that.
You guys don't say that?
No.
So call into the show. Are you going through this? Were you in this situation where you got divorced but couldn't afford to move out and you just had to live with your ex for an ungodly amount of time, whether it's, I can't even imagine a year, but I kind of went through this with my ex-wife Amber, where we did call it off when we lived in Chicago and we had to live together until I knew I have to move back to Phoenix because we didn't know anybody in Chicago.
Yeah.
We didn't have friends or family. We couldn't like, wait, I'm going to go crash at so-and-so's house. No, we didn't have friends like that. We were just there for about six to seven months to where we're like, this is still not going to work.
I do have a couple other wonders of, like, you know, when you get to that point of you're going to probably get a divorce or you are divorced, do you split groceries? You know, if you didn't want that subscription to whatever thing it is, you know, whatever it's Netflix, you're like, I don't even watch TV. Do you think you audit yourself if you know you're for sure going to get a divorce, but you live in the same house?
I think it's depending on the situation. Like if one of the people stepped out on each other, cheated, that's a whole different animal. With me and my ex, it wasn't cheating. It's kind of like, this isn't working. We love each other. We just don't like each other. And we had children.
That is another factor. I could see Sienna eating Ivan's cereal or something like that, just out of spite.
Out of spite.
Hiding his snacks.
Yeah, he would want these sugar smacks this morning.
Got him.
Yeah, a lot goes into it, I would think. I get it.
Yeah. I want to take some calls. Did you go through this? 602-805-0101. Did you go through this or going through it right now? Are you living with your ex-wife or ex-husband because of the housing market and the economy, and you're just both trying to float right now? Taking some of your calls up next.